Some are odd and some deranged, stories that are very strange. Weird news.
Oh, I think we got it together now. It is time to do the Katie Weird News. Remember, the Weird News is brought to you by Elite Billiards and Ale House across the street from the Benson Center here in Clinton. Not just a pool hall, but the destination. Be Elite. Remember as well, we do the Katie Weird News on Facebook Live for you each weekday morning at the Katie Facebook page, and then it's uploaded as an audio-only podcast that you can access at our website, mykatiekatie.com. Just hit the podcast tab there and look for the Katie Weird News. Well, 44% of us will go to bed before midnight on New Year's Eve. Are you staying up to watch the ball drop this year? You say you are. Or will you finish that episode of Matlock and be in bed by 10? Going to bed before midnight on New Year's is more common than you'd think, or more common than young people might think. 44% of Americans say they'll be asleep when the calendar flips to 2026. New Year's Eve's on a Wednesday this time, so some folks may have to work the next day. Others just don't care enough to stay up for it. It's easier for people out west. On the West Coast, you can watch the ball drop in New York and still be in bed by 9:01. So what are your plans for New Year's Eve? Yeah. I always, my daughter used to say when she was young, I'm staying up all night! Staying up all night! And then she'd be crashed out long before the ball ever dropped. So good luck to you if you're trying to make it to midnight on New Year's Eve. That is your Katie Weird News. Weird News brought to you by Elite Billiards and Ale House. Not just a pool hall, but the destination. Be Elite.